Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today I'm going to be reviewing the voice of Ivanka Trump.
The president has a special place in his heart.
I've been asked to do this video a few times, so I apologise if it's taken so long for me to get round to doing it. It's just that there's been so many others, I'm doing them in order and I've just got round to doing it now. So thanks to Gal Rod and everyone else who suggested I do this one. It's a very interesting voice actually, because I had to do a bit of research and I was surprised with Ivanka Trump's voice because it turns out that she's not from where I thought she was from, according to the way she sounds. But before I talk about that, let's just take a look at the clip I've got.
The president has a special place in his heart for this nation's amazing small businesses. And in addition to this administration working tirelessly to secure a record amount of funding to provide relief to these incredible entrepreneurs and innovators and their amazing workforce, he also called upon the private sector to do their part, to step up to the plate, accept his challenge, and provide additional relief, which today some of the biggest companies in the country came together and announced that they were going to provide an additional $1.5 billion in support for our small business owners. So we'll keep fighting for you. We're going to get through this. It's going to be brighter on the other side. And until then, we've got your back.
Listening to her voice, I couldn't quite place it. It's such a mix of places because in one instance, she's got this Valley Girl thing going on. She's got this real relaxed, throwaway sound, like on these sounds.
To secure a record amount of funding.
Like when she says, secure, funding, it's, let's have a listen.
Secure a record amount of funding.
To secure a record amount of funding, it sounds like Valley Girl, it sounds like Southern Californian accent. But she's not from Southern California. She's from Manhattan. She's from New York. Now, New York's a very strong, bold, different accent, of course. She's been to, you know, some of the best schools in America. And so she's probably had elocution lessons and whatnot. But it's interesting that she hasn't got, like, much of a New York City accent at all. And in fact, it's California sounding. But there's other sounds she makes which sounds a bit more Texan.
To provide relief.
Provide relief. So her I sounds are really ah, provide. Could be something more southern. Provide. To provide relief. So she sounds like a country girl in some of the sounds she makes. So she's gone from Valley Girl to Southern Country Girl. Yeah, her I sound. And provide. It's really Texan. Provide. So that's very interesting. It's just, she's got such a mishmash. So there's definitely a more southern influence in her voice. From California and from the southern states. She also does this thing every once in a while that's very similar to the actress Jodie Foster. And it's where she doesn't necessarily voice some of the sounds that should be voiced, and so they come out more as air sounds. And it sounds a little bit like a lisp, but it's not quite a lisp. I'll show you what I mean.
Accept his challenge.
She's saying challenge, not challenge. Challenge is a G-E. She's saying challenge. She's saying with a C-H, challenge, as opposed to challenge. So that challenge, ch. You see what I mean? She does that, and she also does it with country as well.
In the country.
Country. So it's, yeah, a bit Jodie Foster-esque. She's unvoicing some of the sounds that should be voiced, and it just shh, makes a shh sound quite often. But other than that, Ivanka Trump's what I'd call microphone articulate. She's perfectly clear. Absolutely perfectly. I think she's a wonderfully kind of, she holds herself up tall, but we'll get to that in a second. She's got a kind of upright, shoulders back, relaxed neck. Her voice is clear. She doesn't over articulate and she doesn't mumble. She's, I think, articulation wise, perfect. She just ends phrases just with just the right amount of diction, and she uses adjoining words just enough that she doesn't overemphasize anything. I think her diction and enunciation is absolutely spot on. And this video just highlights that remarkably well. But the one of the downsides that I find to Ivanka Trump's voice is that she's a little bit unsupported. I don't know whether it's because she's not getting enough air, but there's a few times where her voice wobbles and it's a bit, there's not enough air there.
The president has a special place in his heart for this.
The president has has. Listen again.
The president has.
President has. That little has.
President has.
That's because she's not having enough air. I don't think she's got really enough air support because she's not maybe taking in enough. Now, I'm going to hazard a guess here. And also, it could be useful even if it's not true with her. I want you to consider, if you're someone that wears high heels, and I think as a woman who's in a powerful position, heels amongst power women seem to be quite popular because it adds height and it makes them stand a certain way, which to the eye appears strong and tall and bold and kind of forces them to stand in a specific position, which keeps people upright. Unfortunately, high heels put your posture, your deeper dip in your lower back, and they make you stand a certain way, so your posture, if the curve of your back goes a little bit deeper, that sort of pulls off your rib muscles, your intercostals, because obviously all the muscles are connected, and then that doesn't allow them to open so much, so then the diaphragm has room to move down, so the lungs can take in enough air. So she might be, if she's wearing high heels, she might be shutting off her ability to take more air in order to support her voice, and then we get a little wobble like
the president has
because there's just not enough air to, she's actually having to force as opposed to allowing it to just come naturally. And if I'm wrong, but there is some sort of lack of support in her voice there. And it's a good note for anyone that does wear high heels that check your posture. It's not good for your posture, high heels, and it can actually have detrimental effects on your back and therefore your voice. So that is my review of Ivanka Trump's voice. I think she's a very good speaker, and she's also very pleasant to listen to. She's got a nice tone, she's very kind of relaxed, even if she is in a bad posture. I mean, she's someone that's got the diction and articulation perfectly, very, very good and clear, even if she's got some sounds which are unvoiced, but it doesn't matter. Thank you for watching this. My name's Darren McStay. That was Ivanka Trump's voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.